Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome into another edition of the PantherTalk.com podcast. Glad to be joined with you on a Monday afternoon. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I saw a bunch of you guys actually out Saturday in Panthersville, and another guy who was actually on the line was out there. He was on the coaching staff of the white team, linebacker coach PJ Volker. PJ, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me, man. Doing great.
Got it, man. Well, obviously a successful spring concluded Saturday. Most folks look for that. That's kind of the demarcation point of, you know, hey, the off season has now begun. For you specifically on defense, you know, you guys brought in a ton of guys, had a lot of new faces, a lot of, you know, younger guys who are kind of getting an opportunity to play. You know, overall, kind of, you know, as now it's over with as far as the practice side of things, you know, what do you think of the spring as a whole from your side of the ball?
Oh, I thought it was an incredibly productive spring for us, especially, just the whole program was incredibly productive. But, you know, specifically looking at the defense, just thought we did a lot of good things out there. Obviously, there's always room for improvement, and we're never going to be satisfied over here. But I think, you know, we got better over the 14 practices that we've had now. We've got, obviously, the 15th. Tomorrow, where we're going to do some North Carolina Charlotte prep and get ready for those guys a little bit and give our guys a little taste of that. But, you know, for 14 practices, I thought our guys got after it. I thought we really, really did some good things, installing some stuff the way we did. And I'm really excited about where we're going moving forward.
Now, you know, what was interesting for me, obviously, your position group, you're in charge of the linebacker specifically. You know, looking up at the roster, and I know you kind of coming in the off season, got to see really for the first time in this program's history, a lot of experienced guys, you know, guys like Alonzo McGee, who transferred in from UAB, obviously Caleb Ringer, who started his career at Michigan before going JUCO, then coming here, guy like Joe P, who of course is the captain and the leader of the defense. You know, how have those guys set the tone and obviously blended, you know, with some of the new guys that just showed up?
I think the major thing that we did is those guys all came in willing to be part of our football team and just really wanting to be part of something special here. And the guys that are here already, you know, welcomed them with open arms. And it brought on a lot of competition, which obviously breeds success. And I think from top to bottom, you know, really elevated everybody's game just because, you know, you're bringing in, you know, a guy like Alonzo McGee who can really fly around on the football field. And just has a knack for playing the game the right way. You bring in, you know, Caleb Ringer, who can fly around. You get Mike Shaw out there, who can really run. You know, and then obviously you got Joe P, who's, you know, going into his fourth year as a starter. And he's just a guy that plays the game the right way, plays hard all the time. Guys look to him. He's a heck of a leader. And we expect a lot from our linebackers. And I think those guys are up to the challenge for sure. But I think it's a heck of a group. I'm really excited about where we're headed.
I was going to ask you specifically about that. I know I talked to Jesse Minner about that as well. You know, a lot of the focus and a lot of kind of the, I'll say from where I sit, you guys ask a ton of your linebackers because you have guys that drop into covers. You guys got, you know, to stop the run and things that way. How much more important is it to even just have more bodies on the defensive line? I know you guys were able to practice with more bodies probably than you have since you and, you know, the coaching staff has been here. But you know, how important is that from a linebacker, I guess, chemistry, not only knowing where people are supposed to be, but also knowing where, you know, the people behind them are supposed to be behind that defensive line?
Oh, shoot. Having defensive linemen, I mean, there's two things that are pretty consistent in football. We talk about this all the time. There's two things that are consistent. Is linemen win games and defense wins championships. So the common denominator there is the D-line. You know, so you've got to have some guys on the defensive line that can get out there and make some plays. You know, moving five, I keep calling him five, but moving McKendie over there, I think really cranked those guys up and saw some of the competition, the high level he played at during the spring. And, you know, the thing with these teams in the Sun Belt, and everybody talks about no huddle, the tempo. You know, the thing that you're really battling is not the tempo. You're battling fatigue. So when you can only have, you know, three or four guys out there, you know, for most of the game, that makes it really tough because those guys are guys that are, you know, you're constantly pushing up against a 300-pound man every play. you know, and if you can get more and more guys involved in the game, the fresher they're going to be, you know, the better off you're going to be in the second half and in particular the fourth quarter.
Well, I know not only on top of being a linebackers coach, you happen to be the recruiting coordinator. I know you and I have had this conversation, but just kind of map that out for an overall, I guess, day-to-day side of things. Now that when spring practice is closing up, camp season coming up, you know, what is your job from there, not only covering the schools that you have, are tasked with recruiting, but you know, what does a recruiting coordinator do on a day-to-day basis?
Shoot, there's a ton of logistics that you really got to map out. You know, guys going here, guys to see this coach and talk to him about this player and make sure we hit all the primary areas, you know, be in every school in Georgia in a timely fashion. You only have you have what they call 168 days in the spring. That's our main focus right now, is to get out and spring recruit, and they have what you call 168 days. Now, if we send 9 coaches out on one day, that counts as 9 days, if that makes sense. So that stuff adds up pretty quickly. So what it comes down to is you got roughly about 4 weeks to get out and really see kids and get evaluations. Now, when I say see kids, I mean evaluate them. You're not actually going to talk to them in this particular time frame, but you're going to get out. You get one opportunity to get an academic evaluation on them, and then you get one opportunity to get an athletic evaluation on them. And that's a big thing for us, is we want to see guys live. You know, being down here in the Southeast, it's awesome. I'm from the Midwest, and there's not a lot of spring ball up there. You know, you come down here, everybody's playing spring ball at the high school level, so you get an opportunity to get out there and see these guys move around playing football, which is really important, not just camps where they're in, you know, shirts and shorts. You know, you get to see them actually in pads and helmets playing some ball, which is huge for the recruiting aspect of things. But, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we watch film every day. We put evaluations into the computer. We're searching through all of our emails that we get, basically all the contacts that we have across the country, and really working to try to find the best guys with me and, you know, Ronnie Fouch in the recruiting office, and then the rest of the assistant coaches, and obviously Coach Miles.
Well, one note specifically on recruiting. You know, I know your task. You've got several different schools in the metro area, but one specific program that we've, you know, I'd say we as a Georgia State has found some success with Stevenson High School. It's a program, sure, that gets a lot of pub for putting out a ton of kids. You know, we obviously had, you know, success. You guys have had success bringing in guys like Kite Dallas and Malik Ricks and Ari Wertz. You know, how do relationships with that, you know, with powerhouse programs like that, ones that produce a tremendous amount of talent, they're not just going to be happy to see an FBS coach walk in the door. You know, is it truly different? You know, I mean, from the outside, it kind of looks that way. The schools that produce a ton of, you know, athletes and things like that versus one that, you know, may have one signee every couple of years. You know, is it different dealing with a school like that?
I truly don't think so. You know, I think that relationships are everything in recruiting. And, you know, regardless of the school that you go to, regardless of where you're headed, you've got to have those relationships with people. So whether it's a big school or a small school, as long as you have a great relationship with that staff, you know, everything's about the same. You know, you can't be intimidated when you walk in the door because this person has this logo on or that person has this logo on. It's ultimately about the people, and it's about finding the guys that are the right fit for your program, whether they're coming from, you know, a 6A school or a 1A school. It's just finding the guys that are the right fit. And for us, you know, at Stevenson, it ended up being a good deal because, you know, we signed those guys from that school, you know, that are all going to be good players here, including Ronald Peterkin as well, who had a very productive spring. So it's always good to get guys from those schools because, you know, there's guys coming behind them too that you know, you can sort of open up the doorway for and keep that going moving forward and try to create that pipeline. So that's always a big deal. But I'll tell you, here in Georgia, here in this state, shoot, you walk in about every high school across the entire state, there's going to be at least one Division I prospect in there, somebody that's at least worth taking a look at. Just the amount of talent down here is just remarkable.
Well, and it's just an interesting point. I know a lot of people talk about it. You know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they didn't even have primary recruiters in the state of Georgia or people that were dedicated to it. Now you have every conference, every program, and now more and more schools, and even Coach Miles started it last year with James Franklin at Penn State. You know, talk a little bit about the camp seasons and what, you know, what that allows you guys to do, of course, with Notre Dame coming in this summer.
Shoot, the opportunity to bring those guys down here and supplement them with our staff is huge for us to be able to get a lot of players in front of us that maybe not would decide to attend our camp, just to be honest with you. So it's been a huge deal for us getting those campers down here and seeing those guys. I'm not sure if it's going to work out with Notre Dame, but we're in talks with a couple other Big Ten schools, basically, to get started with some camps down here as well. Getting those live evaluations are so huge for us, and to have those opportunities. And I think it's important for the kids too. I mean, ultimately, that's why you do the camps. You do the camps because, you know, you're trying to bestow some knowledge to these kids, and then obviously give them an opportunity for them to showcase their skills. So if they can come and showcase their skills for not just our staff, but for another staff, I think that's really important, and I think that's a service that we're able to provide for these high school players. You know, get them in front of people that they may not, you know, have the funds to get up there and get to, you know, a Penn State and be able to get in front of those coaches. So let's bring them down here because the rules allow us to, and sort of go from there with it.
Yeah, no question about it. It's funny, the reaction as well with the Southeastern Conference. I know Coach Miles was quoted as saying basically that's a them problem, not an us problem, and what was very funny. I know he caught up with Coach Rick too at the kickoff luncheon, but it was very funny to me, at least, about an SEC coach complaining about what a Sun Belt school is doing. So did find that comical. I'm sure you guys probably had a laugh in the football office as well.
Sure, I try to stay out of that stuff, though. That's for the guys in the big chairs to handle.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I wouldn't want to put you on the spot there for sure. Well, I know specifically with your group. So what happens in the off season once you guys actually, you know, once school is over? I know some guys choose to stay in summer school. Some guys, you know, choose to go home. Now, kind of how's the process now from really before you guys get back together for summer workouts in July?
Well, our guys, they've got basically a week here to get some workouts in. And then they got finals, and then they're off for a little bit. And then after that, they'll be back in here in June. And it's a little different with the rules now compared to how it was in the past. This past year, you know, we can get out on the field, work with those guys, do some film evals with them, get in here, watch some film, do all those things. So when they come back in June, so basically for the month of June, they'll be working out with Coach Holsapple, lifting, running, doing those things, and then they'll also come in here. We'll do a little bit of film review with those guys, put some install in, start to get that stuff back on their brain, watch cut-ups, all those things, and then do a little bit of individual work back out on the field. Those are all things that previously we weren't able to do. You had to spend a ton of time as a coach, you know, making cut-ups and doing voiceovers and things like that so the guys could come in and watch it on their own time. Now you can actually sit down and watch film with the guys, get on the board, talk about some things, you know, all stuff that helps you get a little further along when actual fall camp starts compared to where you were previously.
Very cool. Well, it was good to actually hear some rule for the better for coaches. I know the NCAA certainly takes it on the chin for a lot of different areas, but I'll make that comment. We'll not attach it to you. Well, PJ, man, I appreciate the time.
That's one that's huge, though. And I don't mean to interrupt you, Ben, but that's one that's big because, you know, me in recruiting, you know, and all this stuff, you know, you spend so much time recruiting these guys, and then they get here in the summer, and then you can't have any contact with them. So it's like, man, you take an 18-year-old kid, he's away from his family for the first time. You can't really have much contact with him as a coach. So he's just sort of on his own when with the strength staff who doesn't spend a ton of time recruiting the kids. So it really wasn't fair. So I think the NCAA did a great job putting that rule in place.
Yeah, it was a great point. You know, it was very odd. And you know, you have players. I mean, I look at a guy like James Traylor last year, you know, who's, you know, kind of a versatile athlete, a guy who, you know, arrives in summer. I mean, he's an H-back linebacker guy. In the past, you're right, he would just kind of be there. He'd just kind of have to fend for himself and any other freshman. You know, certainly you can say, you know, hey, you know, a junior or senior can go and, you know, help this kid out. But, you know, to not have that, hey, I need a point of contact. I need the guy who recruited me here. Now I'm kind of all alone. That just didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I certainly applaud the NCAA for fixing that, which seemed like it needs to, you know, would be common sense years ago. And quite honestly, we would hope that the kids are better prepared, you know, moving forward.
Definitely. Definitely. I think they did a great job with that one.
No question. Well, PJ, I appreciate the time, man, on a Monday afternoon, on a busy Monday, as you guys continue to wrap up spring practice, getting ready for Charlotte in late August. As we all know, the announcement a couple weeks ago that'll be a Friday night football game for the University of Charlotte in the Georgia Dome. Thanks, as always, for the time, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me. Thanks for everything that you do, Ben.